All right, we are in Chelek Beis, Perek Ches, Ois Beis. So the Ramchal says, Umimasha Tzorech Shateida Ois. What you have to know also is Kihinei Gam Hashpa Osoi Teicholik L'Shnei Minim, that the Hashpa of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is also divided into two types. Ho'echad hu l'masha l'guf, v'asheni l'masha l'nefesh. There's the Hashba of Hashem that deals with the person's physical body, and then there's the Hashba that deals with his nefesh, and the Neshama's ruchnius. L'masha l'guf, far b'yarnu inyona. Negea to the guf, we have explained b'arichus, d'haynu, that the Hashpah has to do with if a person is going to be matzliach in the world. It's going to have Hatzlacha. V'shalvasai, if he'll have Shalva. Just because one is matzliach doesn't necessarily mean they're b'shalva, they have tranquility, they're at peace. Yesh Lemona writes in Messiah, a person is matzliach, he wants more. So it's special bracha miyuchedes that a person should have Shalva. And we explained that Barichas already in the Prakim before. L'mashal ha'neshama, negeah to the neshama of a person, hu b'masha b'haskol of yediyah. That's negeah his seichel, his intellect, his yediyah. Hu b'kir b'sa'adam elav yisparav shemayin. Now the person is close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. V'karoy u'malosei ha'nafshis. And the qualities and the milas of his nefesh, that's also dependent on the hashba that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives him. Why? If one wants to know what is the true matziv hatoiv of this world, if you have to explain what means matziv hatoiv, what is the way the world should look like at a good time, the way it is that people should be davuk attached to chachma. They're Isaac in avodas Hashem. V'yahemes galuyu bar, and emes should be galuy. It should be out in the open. It should be revealed to us. What is the ikar of avodas Hashem? Ubar, and it should be clear to us in the avodas Hashem itself. What's the ikar and what's the tafel? There's one thing that it's no, you know, it's true that you're supposed to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and then even in the avodas Hashem, a person knows have to know what to focus on. So there's emes galuy, it should be revealed that this is the truth, ubar, and it has to be clear. Well, how exactly, even in the truth, to be able to do it. V'yarasha nirdav nichna, and rishus and evil should be nirdav, should be chased. Nirdav is from other people. Other people chase it. Other things chase it. V'nichna means it has its own hachna. That's ba'atzmai. It's nirdav from acherim, v'nichna ba'atzmai. Ba'tarmis mushlach. And tarmis, ramois, and cheating, and these type of things should be thrown away. There should be nothing else in the world, no other avodah, nothing else to focus on, nothing else to put one's effort into other than avodah Hashem. And all midas taiva should exist, should be maintained, and after they're around v'sig barna, they should become stronger. And we should be keep away, far away the midas harois. And if you keep them far away, eventually v'sig maasna, they become maos. The same thing with the opposite of midas taiva. First they're timtsa'ana, then the v'sig barna. They're sirchakna, and then they're v'sig maasna. Everything will be peaceful, everything will be tranquil, there'll be no yisurim, there'll be no pain, there'll be no nezek. V'yadin baruch hu mashak v'yidah b'gili b'ilamay, and then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will be mashrei shechina b'gili, openly, reveal himself in the world. V'sameach al ma'isav, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will be happy with his creations. And his creations will be happy and rejoice in front of him. As we say, we want the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to be happy with his creations. when he's happy with his creations, he gives his hashba'ah out to the world. So they go hand in hand. It is mashe shechina and yisameach b'maisav. When Klal Yisrael are doing the right things and enable the Ribbono Shel Olam to be sameach, so that's what we say, u'maisav smeichim, we're also happy. Chas v'shalom, we're not mashpi on the Ribbono Shel Olam, but as we know, as we've spoken, for whatever reason, Hashem has set it up, ki'ilu we are mashpia, ki'ilu our actions are what causes it. That was the order. So when we do it in the right way, and we enable Hashem to be mashpi on us, so we're happy. He's happy and we're happy. And then, when that happens, there's unbelievable hashpa in the world. But the flip side, the other side, when it's not so good, v'ahepech l'cholzeh, what's the opposite? When people, they're just asuk and they're running after taiva. Redifas ha-taiva, you run after taiva. U'mayasim chachma, and they are mayasim chachma. And because of that, if they don't like chachma, eventually you distance yourself from it. Now, Redifas HaTaiva, Shtufe Machari HaTaiva, leads one not to be Dabuk B'Chachma. Right? It started off, the paragraph started off, that the Matzav HaTaiva is people should be Dveikim L'Chachma. Shtufe Machari HaTaiva leads to not Dveikim L'Chachma. Number one, because of that, if you're so busy, you don't have time for Chachma. So busy with your Taivas and your Tahara, there's no time for Chachma. Number two is that the Ratzayin and the Makshava to be Shtufim Acharei HaTaiva is the opposite of Chachma. To be Asuk in one's Taivas is the it doesn't stem with we're talking about Chachma Hashem over here. Chachma HaTaira we're dealing with. It's a famous there's a famous word from I think it was Rabbi Ruchem. Maybe it was the Alter from Kelm. Was once somewhere, and he was looking out the window, and he noticed that across the street there was a high school, a gymnasium, and he was watching as all the boys and girls were coming together, acting in obviously prutz of the gayim, and they were acting like prutzim, and then they all went into school, they all went into class. So he said he thought to himself for a moment, and he said he really can't understand it. Here they are, they're acting like prutzim, which that's what Gayim do, and they're acting like prutzim, and they're touching each other, and they're asuk in their taivas, and a couple minutes later, they go into class, and they sit down, and they're able to concentrate on math, on science, whatever they're doing, a moment later. And he says, if you'd have a bismedrish, he said to himself, and a girl would walk into a bismedrish, and no one would ever be able to learn. Not for that moment, not for later. They'd be totally thrown off. We wouldn't be able to concentrate. So what's the pshat? So it's very simple. Obviously, Torah and Tumah, they can't exist together. The minute there's Tumah, the minute there's Pritzis, the minute there's Taiva, the Torah, it's not there. It's impossible. It runs away. So if a person, sees something they're not supposed to, it's going to run away. Adarava, but Tumah breeds Tumah. And when you have what they were learning, whatever they were learning, that's not a stira to their taiva, it's in their Tumah. So it's the same thing here. Shtufi Machare Ataiva leads, it leads to Maya Simachachma. You can't be dabuk because of the time. There's no time, you're wasting your time on your taivas. But number two is because it's the hetach of it. It can't exist together with it. And therefore, if you're not dabuk in it, you're going to be Maya Simachachma. Urechaikim imen. And then eventually we're going in all the opposite to match them all up here, but they match up from the good to the bad. And then you know, people don't pay attention; they don't do the avoda. And even if they do, they do a little bit. And MS, like it says in the pasuk, "Vatashlech MS Arza." MS is thrown to the ground. It's mushpelis. It's low. It's mos. No one's interested in it anymore. Vaharesha goyver matzliach and rishus that starts becoming strong and being matzliach. Hatarmis vatois rabba. Hatarmis is bekavana when a person is merame. He tricks someone bekavana. Vahatois and mistake, even Shalai Bekavana, Rabbit exists, there's a lot of it. Vahavoidis Nakriyas Bailam. And then there has to be some avodah in the world. If there's not avodah satir, there's going to be other avodahs nachriyos, which I saw someone say doesn't mean avodah zara. Doesn't mean avodah zara. There's other things. There's other avodahs, but they're nachriyos to avodah Hashem. They're strange to avodah Hashem. Different types of over here on the bottom on this the Hashem I'm using. He says kemada sport. There's all other wastes of time that a person could be asuk in that are not avodas Hashem. They're avodas nachriyos. Midas ha'tayvos nadaris. Slowly but surely, midas ha'tayvos wane away. Midas rois nimtzis ma'id, and then there's midas rois. And when these are, this is what exists in the world. Ha'ashke chaser vein shalva. There's no quietness. There's no tranquility. By yisurim v'nizokim rabim. And then there's yisurim and there's nizokim. V'adam baruch hu master kvoidei me'olamai. The Rebbeinu Shalom then is master, is covered from the world. V'olam ha'ilech kilu nezav la'mikra. The world goes as if it was left to chance. U'mushlach l'teva, and was given over to the teva. V'ein ha'kadosh baruch hu sameach al ma'isa. V'ein b'nei adam smeichin l'fanam. Not the pshat, they're happy. They don't even know that it exists. They don't even know what it means to be sameach in front of this of Hashem, that they should be, Hashem should be happy with them. They don't know what it means to be happy. They don't know what it means that Hashem should be happy with them. They don't have such a concept at all. Not something that they knew, they know in the present, and not something that they knew in the past, in the immediate past. It's such a far gone thing. And at this time you have the Roim, their Goyver, and the Taivas Nishvalim. Benimsa Shehine Yushba Bimenu Yisparach Shemoy Lamashe Bechol HaInyanim Meshayachim Leguf Bechelki HaMatzav Shazacharnu Lamashe Bechol HaInyanim Shabbat Shayachim LeNefesh. So here we see how it is that the Rebbeinu Shalom's Hashba is for the Guf, the Shalva, the Heshkit, and all these things, but it also has to do with his Neshama, with his Nefesh, with the Midas Taivis, with Chochmas Hashem, with Avodas Hashem. It's all Chali Zebezeh. Hashem's Hashba in the world is the Hashba not only for his Guf, but for his Nefesh and for his Neshama too. V'hine we already explained before in Chelek Aleph Perek Dalet Shula Matzavay Shalom by Lamazeh Hu Matzav Shachamrius VaChayshach Sharashuvay. We explain that a person's matzav in this world is that the chumrius, the gashmius, and the chayshach. That's the shayrish. That's what was there was first. The person's made out of chumrius. And then you have the ruchnius, the haras Hashem, that comes in and joins itself to the chumrius. That's where the das and the seichel of a person comes from. Das is what a person's born with, the certain things that a person's ingrained with. Then there's seichel, things that he learns afterwards. All these things are because of his neshama. They come b'shutvis to the guf. When a person is first born, he's very foolish. He has very little das. And the more he grows, the more his das comes. Now, I don't remember, I seem to recall, I don't know where I saw it, but I couldn't find it in Chelek Aleph Perek Dalet, but I remember back then seeing somewhere that I think the Ramchal is understanding. We find that there's a vart that is said from the Teres Avram, the final of Racha, that he wanted to say, he was teaching what's a Yetzahara, as a shmuz in a sefer, teach what's the Yetzahara, because he has a question. Chazal tell us, Machlaikis in Chazal, when a person gets his Yetzahara. Does he get it when he's born, or does he get it already in the mother's womb? So the Mandamu says he gets it when he's born. He says he can't get it earlier. If he would get it earlier, he would just kick his way out of his mother. That's, if there'd be a Yetzahara in the womb, it wouldn't be able to stay there. It would just push its way out. So it must be it comes later. So he asks a very simple question. He says, the Yetzahara means you have a taiva for something. If you can't relate to something, you can't have a taiva for it. So why would this baby want to come out if it had a Yetzirah? It doesn't know what's out here in the world. If you tell me it was once here and then you put it back in the mother so it knew, could relate to it, so it wants to get out. So if it had Yetzirah, it would go for its Yetzirah. But it was never here. It doesn't know what it means. So why would it kick its way out? As far as it knows, the entire existence of itself is in its mother's womb. That's it. So where is it going to go? So he said, Avart, and he said, the taitch of Yetzirah is, it doesn't want any shibudim. It can't be constrained. That's Yetzirah. Yetzirah means, don't constrain me. I'm going to do what I want. It's not necessarily because it has to relate to something. It just can't be constrained. Now, taiva may be a little different. You might have to relate to it, but the Yetzirah can't be constrained. And therefore, if it would come in its mother's stomach, some difference, it doesn't know what's out there. It can't be constrained in such a confined place like that. It would have to kick its way out. And he says, if you see that when a baby is always kicking its arms and legs, the Torah Sevram says, why does it do that? You don't find any 10-year-old doing that, we hope. Right? What's the pshat? He says, because at that point, there's nothing else in the child except Yetzirah. That's it. And Yetzirah says, no one's going to hold me together. Just moving around. It can't constrain me. You have to wrap it up real tight in that blanket for it not to move. If not, it kicks its way out. Right? What's the pshat? It's the Yetzirah. And he says, eventually, a person realizes when he gets a little bit more das, that he looks a little funny. So he trains himself. Yetzirah is not normal. Even there's normal, there's not, you can't do this. He trains himself to slow himself down, so to speak, that the Yetzirah doesn't overpower him and he doesn't kick around. But it's only because a person consciously / subconsciously is telling himself it's not a normal thing. But if a person would really leave its himself up to his Yetzirah, he would kick himself around like a baby does. Just looks foolish. He can't do anything. Eventually, as the kid gets older, he realizes slowly but surely you have to just be a little bit normal. That's the way he explains it. It's unbelievable schmooze about Yetzirah. Here, the Ramchal seems to be saying, and I thought I saw someone who spoke this out in the Furish, but I can't find where I saw it. Ramchal is saying a little bit of a different word. It's not the pshat that the person gets the das, and memela now he trains himself to do it. The pshat is when the person is born, he's totally foolishness. It's a hara, however you want to use it. He doesn't have das. The older he gets, the more the das starts playing a role. So the das starts playing a role, so therefore it's not kulay sichlus. Now it's sichlus against the das. So it's not the pshat that the person necessarily, if he would just leave himself up to his Yetzirah, this is how he would look. And I saw someone point this out beferish, they get to the babies. They get to the baby kicking around, that is why a baby kicks around, because there's no das. And when they get older, the das comes in, so memela, the Yetzirah doesn't have its full shlita. There's a rum, I didn't look it up, I should have maybe, seems to be saying the pshat is that the das has to go and fight against the Yetzirah. Why? Because it looks foolish. Really, if a person be totally ruled by Yetzirah, there's no reason why he shouldn't kick himself around. But it looks foolish. So his das tells him, don't look foolish, control yourself. Yetzirah, control yourself. The way I saw the twist the Ramchal wants to say is when it's kulo Yetzirah sichlos, that's what it's going to do. When the das starts coming in, automatically the Yetzirah gets, the sichlos gets shvacher. So automatically the person calms down. It's a slight minute difference in explaining how it is. It almost seems that it would be impossible to want to let him. The Teres Aram sounds like if you could let yourself go, you would do it. According to him, it can't happen, because when you start throwing the das in, automatically a person is not totally sickless. It's a little bit more of comes a little bit more equal, and therefore he doesn't do the same things that they do when he's a child. I thought I saw someone speak this out in the Furish, but I can't find it at the moment. Okay, so he says, Uchviz gadol anar kachir bedaitze, the older he gets, the more das he gets. But we take this for granted. We take it for granted. That's a normal thing. But it's all because of Ashpa'as Hashem. Ki kifi ma sheyushpa l'odem kein yimotze boi metzius v'inyin b'klal ufrat. Only kifi the Ashpa'a that he gets is what will be the metzius. How he grows, v'inyin, how will be his ribui hadas. The person who physically grows, the person in das grows, b'klal ufrat. V'shayrish hakol hu inyin ha'oris panu b'yisbar shamay v'asterim. The shayrish of everything is Ha'aretz of Hashem shall be arna l'mayla b'chelek alef perek dalet. Shu shayrish mitzias ha'tay v'ara b'chol makim shahim. The shayrish of all tay v'ra is either Ha'aretz Hashem or Hester Panim, as we explained. V'nei ha'ashba nimshachas ha'pi ha'aretz ha'panim ha'yasterim, k'vim ha'shetigzer ha'chachma ha'yayna. U'mei ha'ashba ha'ara, from the ha'ashba of Hashem's light, yivalid ha'ribuy. Hazakus, vayikar, you have ribuy, you have a lot of something, you have zakus, pureness, clarity, vayakar, the value of something. Umeashvois, hahester, yivolarachisaran, you have lacking, ha avyus. Avyus is lack of clarity, is the opposite of zakus. Shiflus is the opposite of yakar. Something is worth something, something is not worth something. So from these from Hashem's Hashpa is begashmias uber ruchni what a person gets. And ruchni again, as we're saying, is his neshama, his das, his seichel, everything is because of Hashpa's Hashem. As you watch a child, it's an unbelievable thing if you think about it. How a child goes from being a baby, being helpless, and it doesn't take long. Give it 2 years, less than 2 years. They understand everything, the Rabbi Nisham himself. They speak a little bit. They know what they want. They become people, as we think, what a person is. It's an unbelievable thing how it happens. And the Inyan is, it's Ha'aras Hashem. That's the Neshama, as it grows, and the das that a person gets is all Talin Ha'aras Hashem. And as a person matures, as you see, it's, if you think about it for a moment, some people mature quicker than others in das, and some people less, and even throughout as people become adults, you see more mature people and less mature people, and people understanding more and even people understanding less, and we almost take it as a given, because that's what mankind is made up of. Everyone, kol minin, from top to bottom, from people who are more masliyah to less masliyah. Sometimes it's dependent on their own bechira, but sometimes it's who a person is. That's who they are. They're not so smart. They don't have such kishrayness. They don't have such kayak. They have their job in this world. We're not taking it away. But again, it all depends on what the Rabbi Nisham wants them to be. But how is that brought about? Ha'aras Hashem, Hester Hashem. That's the way it's brought about. And because all of the metzius of everything and the anhaga for everything is made up, it's more kavim, it's a whole bunch of different parts put together, because there's nothing here that's total hester or total ha'aras panim. It's always a mix. And things that are going to happen and supposed to happen in him, you in yoni chisar b'chinachas. On one hand, there's chisroiness, in yoni riba b'chinacheres. Even a person who doesn't have a lot of das, has certain types of das. See, some people are street smart, not book smart, or the opposite. Some people are a mix of both. Some people are average in both. So there's milas and chisroiness to everyone. In yoni avius, in yoni zalkus, in yoni shiflus, in yoni yikar. So everyone, you can't say, it's not an exact science, everyone is a mix, so percentages of all these things. So the hashpa that comes out, it can't be one hashpa. It's like an exact science, if you have to make a mixture of something, an exact recipe, to down to the smallest shear of whatever anything could be, to exactly how the way the Rabbi Nisham wants this person to be. That's how it has to be. So she have binyana kavis min ha'ar and hester. It has to be a mixture of ha'ar and hester. Could be masheroi sheivala b'mushpain. In order that you should get the what you want to happen in the person. Uchfi mashish tarishpa. Uchfi acheder sheyuster. And it's going to go according to the system Hashem set up. Vajraga sheyushra inyanim b'ashpa. Like we said, a certain system. The way things start up in Shemaim and get here. Kein teitzei ha'atayvada b'chol b'chinesag b'leseh. It starts up in the sharashim, makes its way down, and it comes out in the person, or in the nimtzayim, whatever it is, B'chol, b'chinayseh, b'leiseh, exactly the mixture that the Rebbein Hashem wants it to be. There's that kal gadol, chalamatiyah, v'amikrim, b'chol makrim shein. It's a kal gadol for anything that exists, and anything happens to anything, everything has in it ha'ara and hester and mixtures of both. Now, kishenabit ha'klal matzvei oylam ha'azi barai, k'v'yamikrim shakaruba. If a person looks at the world, from its creation, the things that happened, u'mashiyadu aleyam ha'nevi'im, what the Nevi'im predicted and said, nimsa b'dover arba ha'drogis. So you could say there are four levels, or four time periods. And the mashal you could say is that the world is like one person who also goes through stages in his life. The world has stages, man has stages. From when he's born until he becomes older, until he becomes mature. So, what are these four times? The first matzav the person had, that the world had, a child, as we said, is kulay sichlus. Born is nothing. The world also had a time. There was sichlus chayshech had in it tigbaris gadol. Shenedra mimenu hayadio hamitis vabaris baruch shemoi uvishleimus they had their gadol. There was lacking from it the idea of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The shleimus was lacking, as they say, Shmi Hashem lo neidati lahem. In that time, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said about that time period. This is the time that Chazal called it, that the first 2,000 years of the world was called Tayu, was called nothingness. It was Sikhlas. It was Chayshech. It was very Shvach Yediyah in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And even those that know, it wasn't Mushrash in them. It was lost very quickly. How you could have it, you think about it, from Adar HaMabel to Adar HaFlaga, 10 Dairis, and already they're being mired against the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Wasn't that long before there was a marvel that destroyed the entire world. That's what it is. That's the time it was. There was no Sharashim there. There was no Sharashim that enabled them to have this idea of Hashem, the Kviyas, and something that wasn't going to get lost. So that's the first matzav. Hamatzav Hashenu, hu matzav toiv mizeh shezacharnu. The second matzav, is a better matzav than this first one. It's not the best matzav, but it's the matzav we're in at this moment. We have, thanks to Hashem, yediya of Matthias Hashem, v'seres Hashem itanu, ulufana v'anachnu oivdim, omnam, ein ois ve'ein navi. We don't have any oisos, we have no neviim. And the true seichel, the true das, sheiruach hakodesh, we don't have. Ki amna mashadam maskel b'sichlei ayde iskei anoishi. Because although a person might say we have seichel, we have Torah, we're able to learn, but a person can get in Torah through just learning a iskei anoishi, just through normal thinking. Legabe mashem maskel b'ruach seichel nishba, the shefa that will come straight to his neshama. That's like comparing a person's guf to his neshama. The distance there is between a guf and a neshama is the same, or the difference that there is the same difference there is between learning with regular seichel and learning when there's a connection with Ruach HaKodesh and having Torah coming to a person to his neshama. But again, it's a matzav atoiv because we have Torah Hashem. There's a Meshech Chachma in Parshas Kisavoy. Tickle in Yana the Yaiman, because this week's B'chu Kaisais, you have the Taichecha, that's the other Taichecha. But the Meshech, over there in that Taichecha, it says, it says, Vavata Sayavacha, it says, you'll serve your enemies, B'chayser Kol. You're lacking Kol. There's a Gemara in the Darim that talks, it has different Pshatim. What chayser kol means? A person won't have a table, a person won't have a wife, different things you're lacking. But one mandamer says, zed das. You're lacking das. And it's, tachas ha-shalevatas Hashem ha-lekecha v'simcha u'v'tuv leivav me'rayv kol. You had the rayv kol, you didn't serve Hashem, so you lose the kol. Says the Meshech Chachma as follows. He says, Ben Zayman, Gemara and Bracha said, he thought to himself, he said, Adam Arishan, till he got himself a piece of bread, Kami Yagiyas Yaga Adam Arishan. He had to work so hard. He had to plow, he had to plant, and he had to harvest and do all the malachas over there, and he had to knead and bake, and then he got to eat it. Says Ben Zayma, I get up every morning and there's bread already made for me. Look, it's so, he had to work so hard and I have it here. Of the Mauritian until he got to beg it to wear, he had to do gazas and libe and nafas and tov and arag, all these things. Then he was able to take himself a baguette. I get up in the morning and I go to the store and I have a baguette. So Ben Zayma was thinking to himself that karas atayiv he had to have was when he looked at a baguette, he saw what went into it. That was, he was having akaras atayiv here. When he saw a piece of bread, he didn't just see the bread, he didn't just see the baker. He was seeing back as someone planted it, all the steps, and that's what akaras atayiv he had. Here it is in front of me. That's a true makir tayiv. So he's doing akaras atayiv and kuyay tayiva. Kafi tayiv means a person, what's the word I'm looking for? Minimizes the tayiv. When you're kaifa something, you squeeze it. Kfiya means to squeeze. You're kaifa tayiv. It's like a mashal of an ace bandage, right? You can either roll it out or you can wind it real tight and it's real small. So the kafi tayiv, he winds up the tayiv. How far do I have to look? And the makir tayiv, he looks, he unwinds and unwinds, it goes back. He doesn't just see a piece of bread. He doesn't just see a store and a baker. He sees it all the way back. Says the Meshe Chachma, person has to think for a moment. Al ishtalmus ha-sichli, the shleimus of seichel that he's born with. Asher kami yigiyas yoga v'chakirus unisyoimus omol Avraham Avinu. How much toil, how many chakirus, how many nisyoimus Avraham Avinu had to work and toil at shizboinu l'harchik ha-giluim. Until he thought and he finally came. Rambam says he went and he went through everything and he was the Lashon of the Rambam there saying he's mishaitet, he was like flying around in the seichel and all different types of inyan until he came takaras Hashem ulahaskel amitas mitziusi Hashem yisparach and understand the mitzius of Hashem yichudoi vashkachasoi, and then the Ovetz HaKadoshim worked also lamed amitasoi to be oimed on this amitas of Hashem. And Avitenu b'mitzrayim, they also worked until they became roi to mekabel the tarik mitzvah to teresainu akdoisha. And all of that yigiyah to reach that point, the matan teira, klaiza reaching that point, kulam ani moitzi kolelim esikam lefanai. I have it all. The teira is already given. It's ingrained in me already. A person has to think to himself. All he is an Adam. He's a person. He's a nothing. But look, all this Tayyiv Hashem gave him. This Kol. That's Besimcha V'Tuv Leivav Meirayv Kol. Kol is Das. How much Das does a person have? How ahead of the game is he when he's born? And he has a Torah there in front of him. This is all the shine, this ruchni shine that the Rebbeinu Shalom has given us. That's called kol. If a person doesn't, the Torah says the chayser kol. Rebbeinu Shalom starts taking it away, and that's similar to what we said over here. If das and seichel is ha'aras Hashem, lack of das is hester. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, as we saw before, the matzav atayiv and the matzav that's not atayiv. When you're doing the right things, there's ha'ara, and there's taira, and there's yudi, and there's chachma. When you don't, you lose all that. The Rebbeinu Shalom takes it away. It's not as clear anymore. As we said, zuhama, we said once before, the zuhama is lack of clarity of amun on the Rebbeinu Shalom. That comes from chatayim. That comes from not appreciating what we have. And he ends off, he says, Al zet tzarech adam lismayach, v'lo seshvach v'idol Hashem yisparach, me'oimek leif, u'lehiznachim bozeh kol madvei levovei v'hamikrim ha'mi'ikim lei v'shnois, y'mechaya v'asfurim ha'mu'otim v'oilum ha'nipsed v'oiver. If a person has hard times, from troubles, matve levave, worries, vamikrim hamikim lo, and things that happened that pain him in the days of his, in his numbered days, in this olam hanifsad va'ayver. If a person wants to be happy, a person wants to console himself, that even when he has tsaris, and even when he has all these things, but look how much ruchnias he has right in front of him. He has more than Avram Avinu had, more than Yitzchak, more than Yaakov, more than our others, because they set it up for us, and now we have it in front of us. And that's what he's saying over here. We have all that. We don't have it because of our chataim. We don't have the hashva in its fullest sense. We don't have the Ruach HaKadosh. That's b'chayser kal. We have that because we didn't serve the Rabbi Hashem the proper way. But at least we have the Torah. We're not like the first. We're not like the first matzav of sichlus. Then we have matzav shlishi toiv mizeh. The next matzav is even better. Who kematzav zman beis hamikdash shekvar hayu oisus ma'ifsim unevuah b'min adam. The oisus ma'ifsim unevuah. Ach, however, that's not the best, because lo nimtza shefa zeh mispasha b'kula. The shefa of ruchnius of nevuah and all these things, not everyone got it. Ela b'yechidim. They were yechidim and individuals. They got lahem b'kayshi, and they also got it b'kayshi. Not everyone, like we've seen other times, the Rambam says, a person can prepare himself for nevuah, but he doesn't get it. Still a matana. So even those who had it was b'kayshi. Kikvarnim soladavar miniyav ikuv. There were certain things that held back from it. Not everyone got it. There are midas rois. There are ikuvim. There are different things that held back and withheld nevuah from a person. But matzav revi'i toiv mekulam. V'hu mash yildu alav hanavim lasalavi. That's what the Nevi'im said is going to happen lasalavi. Shal yimotzi ha-sichlus klal. There's going to be no sichlus at all. V'ruach ha-kodesh yashafuch ha-kol ha-min ha-anayshi b'loi kaishi klal. Ruach ha-kodesh is going to pour over without any kaishi at all. In Das Tvunas, he says, Eloshen, that's Pshad Nepasuk. Ki mol aretz deyas Hashem. Kamayim layom mechasim. Everyone's going to have kamayim layom mechasim. They have mayim, that shefa. But there's an interesting deal that I think he says it himself there in Das Tvunas Nerom Chal, that he says the yam is only equal at the top. At the bottom, the depth, it goes up and down. Kamayim layom mechazim, mean everyone's going to have a chelek in this shefa from the Rabbi Mishlam, but not equally. On the top, it's going to be equal. Everyone's going to have it. However, the depth, the oimek, is not going to be the same. The Ruach HaKadosh are going to be different dargas in Ruach HaKadosh, just like the oimek hayam changes. But everyone will have it. That's the matzav. Everyone will be kamayim layom mechasim. Like it covers, the water covers the yam, everyone's going to be covered with Ruach HaKadosh. How deep the Ruach HaKadosh is going to go, that's different. The yam also has different depths. But again, it'll be everyone will have a chance. At that time, it's going to be that it has been completed, the binyan of min hu anayshi. We reach shleimus, we reach perfection, lost the love. And the Ramchal says in Das Tfunais that really happened by Har Sinai. That level happened by Har Sinai that we were zaycha. It didn't last because it was given to us freely at Har Sinai. But that's the level of Har Sinai that will have lost the love. Everyone in Klal Yisrael had Nevuah then. Everyone had the Nevuah. But we mentioned somewhere along the line that not everyone, the Rambam, we said it in class actually, the Rambam in Mar Nevuchim says that not everyone got the same Madrega of Nevuah by Har Sinai, right? Depends, and that's where you got to stand is where you're supposed to get it. So it's the same idea. Well, it's love. Everyone's going to get it, but there's going to be different madragas. Kimisham v'hala ilu yamiy alay. Now, it doesn't mean it ends there. There's going to be ilu yamiy and loss of love, v'netzach nesach and yisaneh, but that's already when you're past that. In Das Tvunas, he talks about a fifth matziv, but he says we don't have a sagas what that means. We could try to describe loss of love, but to describe things that are loss of love plus are already beyond our understanding. So over here, he only said four, and he was meramez at the end here that in the fourth, there be iluyim aneitzach mentachim, but he doesn't really, is not masber exactly what they are. So he said this is keneged the four matzavim in the life of a person. So what are the four matzavim in the life of a person? So he doesn't really say, but I think maybe in the Asfunus or other places he says that you have Ibur when the child is just developing in the mother. It's a little hard to match them up. Then there's, so you'll say, I would say, just my own myself here, Ibur and birth, because if you want to say a time of Kulay Sichlus, right, after birth is also Kulay Sichlus. Then there's Ketanos, the person starts getting the das a little bit, it's still not the best. Then there's Godless Rishayna, he calls it, when a person turns 13. Then there's Godless Shnia, when a person turns 20. So there's four matzavim in the time of a person. That's what he, if you notice, he didn't say till a person dies. When he said in the beginning of this, he said, till he matures, till he comes of age, which means the age of 20. Now exactly how each one matches up, I don't see that he says it, maybe in the Sfunus he explains it, but they don't have to, he's just saying there are four matzavim and the same idea. Now in the last ice he says, v'chinas ha'shpo ha'napshis ha'zacharnu nimtzu oid gulim. In the bechina of hashpa anapshis, the ruchnias hashpa that we talked about a person has, there are other gvulim also. The bechina hazman v'hamakim, besides the person himself, in what he's wrought you for, and how he makes himself a kli to be makabel the ruchnias, lefi his matzav, lefi his midos, lefi all these things are tali ha'ara and hester. A person has bechira to let it in, let in the kayak of the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. There's also zman and makaim, which there's more and less aras panim, ushar atzmaim and other tznaim. There are times Hashem reveals Himself more. He gives them more of Ashpa Ruchnius. A person can tap in more. Bidrachim Yeduim. Zulat Mashi is Galabitim Acherim. Different than other times He's able to. Like Yamim Taivim and things like that, as we'll say in a minute. V'chein b'makim, there's different places that more have more of Ashpa Ruchnius. Zulas Mashi Iskal b'makim Acher, different than he's Miskal in another place. V'chalzav v'chinas Rabbi Tzuprotim Mishu'ara Metachlas Adiktuk, obviously there's many different details to this and there's an exact science to it. Kefi Haroi L'tikunim Shalabrius, how the Rabbeinu Shalom wants it for Tikunim Shalabrius. U'v'zen Islais Kedushas Hayamim V'amakarnas Akhtoishim, and that's how we can understand different Yom Tovim, different days have more Kedusha, different places, Makam HaMikdash, Yushalayim, Shebahem Yushfu B'nei Adam Shefa Yeser Gadol, that it's not just Yom Kadosh, it's a Yom Kadosh, so there's more Kedusha, there's more Shefa of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Kedusha is a result of Ashba Hashem. So if you tap into that Ashba, so you could get in one day, in one yontif, something that's much harder to get the rest of the time. V'yikubu yoyser ha'ara, zakus ha'mayla, person get unbelievable ha'ara, person get zakus ha'mayla, k'fi ha'joga ha'mishayaris, however the Rabbeinu Shalom wants it to happen. And the same thing is with Eretz Yisrael. Admas kaidishu, the Torah in Eretz Yisrael is a different Torah. Avirud Eretz Yisrael hakima, because there's Ashpa there, when there's Ashpa, if a person taps into it, he has to be a Kli that's right to be Makabalit all the time, the Ashpa is Hashem. But if he's a Kli that's right to be Makabal in a place, or in a time, or in both, that's Aliyah L'Regel also. You go up to your Shalayim on a Yantif, you put it all together, the unbelievable Ashpa Ruchness that comes onto a person, and he can be Zaychah, Neshama, can be Misala, to unbelievable heights that he can't get necessarily in other places and in other days. Okay, we will stop here. That's the end of Chelek Beis. And Bez Hashem, we will start Chelek Gimel next week. Chelek Gimel deals with all different types of fun things like Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, Kishuv, the Chulu V'Gaimer, Moshe Rabbeinu, and that is Chelek Gimel. Okay.
Thank you.